Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week. This week's stories include the 100 by 1 mile relay record attempt, should women compete at a different distance than men at the world championship level, and the 2018 Grand Slam of Ultra Running kicks off at the Old Dominion 100. Imagine selecting your fastest friends in the mile to stage the ultimate relay race. 100 miles around a track, 100 runners, 1 mile at a time. That's exactly what went down at the Dunaway Park in Portland this past week. A group of super fast runners got together to take on the record, which supposedly was set at a 4:35 per mile pace. We don't have a ton of details, but this crew completed the distance in a reported 7 hours 44 minutes, which comes out to 4:38 per mile average, which is what we believe is a new American record, but not an outright world record. Wow. Just wow.
Wow.
We've previously covered the unequal distances offered at some World Mountain Running Championship events in the past, and this issue has surfaced once again. This year's World Mountain Running Association, which is the governing body of these events, held their Masters Mountain Running Champs this weekend in Slovenia. The age 35 and up event, by the way, really? Masters starts at age 35. Holy sh. But to our real point, the men ran a 10.8 kilometer course while the ladies competed in a 7.2K race. Well, this ignited a bit of a firestorm on their Facebook page. The association responded to questions from Silk Coaster and Sandy Nightpaper about the reasoning for the difference. It said something about logistics and that their committee had a quote-unquote long discussion on the matter. What it comes down to is the council voted to keep the distances different for whatever reason. Obviously, women are more than capable of racing the same distance as men, and we think it's time to equalize these in the sport. So World Mountain Running Association, please equalize all race distances for the genders as soon as possible. Now moving on to some FKT news, we have a new fastest known time on the now infamous Lost Coast Trail, highlighted by a recent Red Bull / Ginger Runner collab video on athlete Dylan Bowman. The route follows a remote section of the Northern California coastline where a runner has to literally race the tide. Jeff Mogavero took an hour off Debo's time, running 10 hours 10 minutes, going from north to south along the 56-mile trail. Another FKT in the books was the Catskill Mountain High Peak route, covering 35 peaks above 3,500 feet, which is apparently high according to East Coast standards. JK East Coast peeps, we know your shit is rugged as hell. Mike Ciuti took down Cave Dog's record, finishing in a time of 2 days, 9 hours, 16 minutes. Mike is a co-RD for the Rugged Manitow's Revenge, which I still need to go run. And finally, Ryan Gelfi made another go at the Half Dome FKT, but with a semi-hurt ankle, his second attempt this year was another failure. He vows to return sometime in the future, but is putting this one to bed for 2018 to get healthy and focus on other endeavors. Gotta love his attitude and his resilience. A big congratulations to one of the Montana Mikes. Mike Foote got engaged this week to his longtime girlfriend, Katie Rogoski. Congrats. We wanted to highlight a couple of races that don't usually get much media coverage this year, and that would be the Nanny Goat 24 Hour, a looped race in Riverside, California. Jacob Jackson smashed the 100 mile with a time of 14 hours, 12 minutes, going on to win the full 24 hours with 134 miles. Also shout out to Jen Francis, who won the ladies race with 105 miles. One of the oldest 100s in the country, the Old Dominion 100, took place this past weekend for its 40th year, which also begins the 2018 Grand Slam of Ultra Running journey for 27 hopefuls. These prospects must complete 4 of the 5 oldest 100 milers in the United States, with only the Wasatch 100 being required. They could choose from Old Dominion, Western States, Leadville, and Vermont. 14 of these completed the Old Dominion, with 22 taking on the Western States 100 next. Notables on this list include Nicole Kalogaropoulos, who was placed top 10 at Western States before, Brad Bishop, Hard Rock 100 aid station coordinator, and Ted Knudsen of UltraLive.net. Winner Olivier LeBlond ran 17:01, and First Lady was Michelle Ludick in 20 hours 18 minutes. A total of 55 finished. The Lake to Ocean 100K in Florida sounds like a rather wet race just by the name, And it rang true this year as Tropical Storm Alberto left the course really wet. Just look at this photo. Winner was Eddie Souza in 1549, some 4 hours off the course record, with just four of the 26 starters finishing the race. The oldest claimed trail race in the United States, dating back to 1905, the Dipsy, is this weekend. The course and style is unique as the route is open, allowing runners to utilize local knowledge to take shortcuts along the way from Mill Valley to Stinson Beach, shaking things up in the latter miles. The event also uses a handicapping system, sending participants off at 1 minute increments to align runners in a way that everyone, regardless of age, is competing for the overall win. Many times, those who run the course the quickest do not actually win the race. Take, for example, Alex Varner. He's run the best time 7 different years, but is yet to claim an overall win, always being beaten by a handicapped time runner. Will this be his year? He seems fit and ready to rock. He'll be going up against some stout competition with Gus Gibbs in the same 1 minute handicap group as him, as well as quite a few masters runners in their 50s and 60s, including former winner Diana Fitzpatrick, age 60, with a 20-minute handicap. With comrades also this weekend, there are some high-profile races going on and in and around the globe. One notable entrant absent this year will be Camille Herron, who withdrew due to a quad strain. She'll hopefully get that in order prior to Western States later this month. Keep an eye out for U.S. women Sarah Bard and Devin Yanko, who will both be competing this year.
This weekend, I filmed the Red Devil race. The filming was great. I filmed the start of the 50K. This race is becoming legendary. Don't take my word for it, though.
General, llegar a una punta de forma. Me gusta estar a un mismo nivel durante toda la temporada y durante las 2 semanas antes de la carrera, prepararle en función de sus kilómetros, del desnivel y de las condiciones específicas.
Well, he might not have actually said that, but let's go back to the video.
4 loops, 1 year, but I was over the cutoff by about 8 hours.
This is champion runner Jamil Curry's 5th time running.
Red Devil.
He says the whole race is designed to rattle the routines runners rely on.
Second question, what's your favorite race to
do? My favorite race I've
run. Red Devil.
Hey, you know what? Let's just make this a steep life episode. Good. Make sure you subscribe in the big red area and click the like button!
Finally, we have reached quite a milestone here on this channel as we just hit 10,000 subscribers. When we began this journey 2 years ago, we didn't really know what we were doing. We just wanted to create some entertaining and different content than we'd seen in the running space. I personally want to thank Michael Carson and Skylar Hall for their contributions to Mountain Outpost over the past 2 years. It's been a fun road thus far and hope the fun continues. Michael is of course our videographer and editor of this show as well as our Mountain Outpost episodes, and Skylar is the co-star of the challenge videos and Run Flat Stay Low vlogs. I know we wouldn't still be doing this newscast without Michael's enthusiasm and dedication to help bring these stories to life with his amazing editing skills each and every week. Because, you know, I'm kind of boring.
This is a hazard.
Thank you both, and thank you to all of the viewers and subscribers out there. We could not have done this without you. And with that, thanks for tuning in to episode 96 of Outhouse News, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or a question or feedback for the show, please leave a comment below. If you'd like to directly support this show financially, consider becoming a Patreon supporter of this channel. Have a week.